6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Crackly. Oh, I hope I don't get a nuisance shock. Wait. Yeah, I do. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of Tobe Looks for Big Burbs. Yes, welcome to the Tobe Looks for Big Burbs show. Also known as the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. What did I just say? I'm the chairman, and I'm also the guy looking for birds. Because it's a nice warm day today. It's a nice warm day where I live. It is 5 degrees Celsius. And for all my American listeners, that's 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm out walking around. I'm walking around out in the park. What park am I out running around and doing stuff in? Tranquility Park, of course. And I'm over on the softball side in like my secret zone, and I'm looking straight up because I'm looking into the old heron trees, the heron nesting trees, and there are no herons, there are no heron nests. Now, of course, for the last couple years they have not been nesting in this tree, and that's fine because we know where they are. They can't hide from us. Oh, no, no. So, that's what I'm doing today. I am just out walking alongside the patio, looking up into the sky. Now, it just so happens that today is a great day for looking up into the sky because it's very overcast. It's completely and utterly overcast, and it is also foggy. There is fog. And wait, I hear a sound. And there's a bicyclist going by on the return path over there. Yeah, we're going to see bicyclists today, I think, because as I was driving to the park, I looked over onto the gyro ball side, and there was like 3 or 4 cars in the gyro ball side parking lot. And not only that, yeah, there were trees in the parking lot, trees that got dumped into the parking lot, because Tranquility Park, even though it's got signs that say tree dump is permanently closed, once again, it's a tree dump for Christmas trees this year. Yay! Christmas trees. Yeah. All right. I'm looking into the creek. I see nothing. But there's nobody over here on my side of the park today. Hooray! And I wanted to come out to this side of the park because I thought maybe we can find some big birds. What kind of big birds are we looking for today? Well, anything we can find. Hawks, eagles, herons, whatever. Because although I think I'm a little bit optimistic, perhaps overly so, we're getting close to the time of the year when we start seeing eagles around here. And this is a good day for it because although it's foggy, all the fog is a little is up high. It's just like, it's just what we just, what the weather is, uncondensed clouds, or not uncondensed, unformed clouds. What we have here is a lot of moisture in the air that doesn't feel like grouping up into clouds. So it's just this perfectly uniform shade of bluish gray. Is this a Ganzfeld? Yeah, ist ein Ganzfeld. And so I thought, oh, if there's birds flying over, we have a really nice high contrast background. So, does that make any sense? Is my logic good? I think my logic is good. I just don't know if this is the right time of year. You know, usually when we start seeing eagles, it's like the second week in January. But I just happen to know that eagles don't use calendars. So they're not really, you know, tied down to any specific date. So I'm looking all around. I'm scanning in every direction, looking for giant birds. All right, so if we just walk down here a little bit further, if we go down through this little dip, there's a little valley here, a little drainage creek that goes into the big creek. Ooh, and there's evidence of mottis over here. Loose dirt and grass that's been packed down in a nice, lovely path. Maybe we can find some mottis today. Chubby, chubby winter mots. Although they might not be as chubby. All right. You know, only because, you know, we're kind of in, we've been into the cold weather for a while. Not a lot of food. Maybe they've lost some weight. I'm standing directly under a pylon. I'm looking down the electrical corridor. Zzz, you can barely hear it. Probably can't hear it on the microphone. Zzz, there's a lot of electricity above me. Many, many, many voltages. Also very many amperes. All right, so now I'm kind of at this spot where I can look down into the new heron area. I'm not expecting to see any herons at all. They don't show up until February. Second, third week of February, they show up. And from here, I can't really tell if there's any old nests down there or not. Yeah, well, yeah, I can kind of see some old nests. All right. So now, I am just standing in the middle of this huge open field that's got some electrical wires running down the middle of it. Huge. Hey, what's that down there running towards me? That's a dog. Somebody's walking a dog over there. I can see the dog, can't see the person. That's fine. I want to get it up to these trees, because these trees up here, this is where we like to find our eagles. This is where we'll just see a bald eagle just standing around and hanging out on the tree. But I do not see any hanging out at this time. At least not yet. Maybe next week. Boy, if winter is like this, and I mean, when I say like this, I mean, you know, nice and warm. We could come out all the time when looking for eagles. And dudes. Yul. Also from here, as I look in that direction. Ooh, I heard something. I hear geese. Geese are coming. I can see the new power plant. They built a natural gas burning power plant. What is that? 2 kilometers that way? I can see it. All right. I do see some large birds. They are geese. They are Canada geese. They're kind of flying towards me, but they're not going to go over me. They're sort of on the other side of the creek. There's a whole bunch of them. 5, 10, 15, 20 plus. 20 plus Canada goosers. Oh. Hold on a second. I see a bird. There is a bird in this tree. Oh. He's kind of big. Not as big as an eagle. But he's up there. He's way up there at the top. If I wouldn't have seen those geese, I probably wouldn't have seen this guy. Because he's tricky. He's saying, look, I'm just a part of the tree. Okay. Huh. Where do I need to be to get a good look at this guy? Oh, look at him. I cannot tell. He's up there. That bird is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 meters up. 13 meters up. He's up there. And I thought this would be a good way to spot birds, he said. A nice gray background. I have a feeling that this guy is probably a red tail. What happens if I walk down here further? Which way is he even standing? The problem is, there's not enough light. Hey, buddy, I can see you. Is he looking at me? Can't even tell. Can't even tell. Who is it? Who is it? Well, hey, who are you? Hey, Burb. Red tail. He just shook his butt at me. And when he did, he lifted up his tail feathers. Yeah, he was a big chunky guy. And he's kind of fat. I wonder if this is that same chunk Burb that we've seen over on the other side. I'm sure it probably is. On the other side, meaning on the other side of the park. All right, I'm going to keep walking for a while. We have seen one big burb. And so I feel like I'm living a successful day. Had kind of a strange day so far. Weird sleep. Hey, what was back there? I see something else. Hold on. Oh, wait. There's other dudes. We have a flock. What are they? They're going the opposite direction. It does not sound like goosers. Those aren't geese. What are they? Those are ducks. There's 8 ducks flying around over there. Okay, so that's nice. We got a bicyclist coming, so I'm going to step off. I stand in the ditch. You're good. Bike guy goes zipping by. Zoom, because I'm on the bike trail. Those ducks are circling around back over there. The ducks are circling around over that cornfield that's on the other side of the creek. And that cornfield is... it attracts a lot of birds. Especially herons when they're building their nests. Do I hear voices? I hear little birds. I'm approaching the part of the path on this side that, well, the path has to sort of curve and bend around because we can't go straight because there's a little creek up here that feeds into the big creek. And this little creek is actually also kind of a big creek. This little creek is actually the spillway for the dam for Lake Standing Bear, which is what, 2-3 kilometers that way? So let's go over there and check it out. We can kind of get in there. Tromp, tromp, tromp. Let's go stomping through the grass. Tobe stomps through the grass so he can get up to the edge of the creek here. Now, let's take a look around. Little birds. Lots of little birds flit around and making little bird sounds. Billy, billy, bee, billy, billy, bee. What is this? Is this a marmot den right here? There's paths. There's animal paths. I can see lots of little places where animals have been running around. Little animals. Probably little animals like marmots. Animals like raccoons. Now, if I remember correctly, there's a beaver dam up here, or an old beaver dam, because this creek, now look at this path that I'm on. This cannot be a human being path. No people come out here, except Tobes, and only the cool Tobes, like me. I want to find some animals. Well, we've already found a bunch. We got squirrels, we got little birds, we got big birds. And I can see where this creek flows into. I can see where this little creek flows into the big creek. And look at this. All of this grass is flat. And look at this slide. There's a dirt slide here where animals have been walking around, coming up the path. They walk around here. They say, do-do-do-do-do. Wow. This is amazing to me. Why does this blow my mind so much every time? I don't know, it just does. Because I like wild animals. And why is there so much water movement down there? Look at that. What's going on? I don't see anything. What's that little washed out spot? See? Now look at this. Look at this right here. Here's a tree that's been chewed on. We have beaver damage. We have evidence of beavers. Old evidence, old evidence. Look at this. Freshy, freshy evidence. That's been chewed on recently. See, the beaver just said, I'm going to chomp this, chompity chomp chomp, because beavers have been walking up the creek here, and they come up here, and they stand right here. I'm standing in the beveler zone. Now, is that the beaver den down there? Is there a den in there? Or is this the den right back here? This is kind of high for a beaver den, but then again, I don't know much about beavers and their denning habits. I don't think they come up this high, but that doesn't mean that they won't. Okay. Now the water over there is still. This means that somebody's been moving, which means that we're moving. We're going to go... Right, how do I get through here? Follow the beaver path, Tobe. tracking the beavers through their wild habitat. Look at this. More freshy fresh. Oh, here's another one. Freshy fresh beaver damage. Yes, they said we're going to chomp on these plants because they're so delicious. Okay. Yep, here's some more. Look at this. I can tell you how tall the beavers are just by how tall the stumps they leave. This beaver's been chewing right here too. Chomp, chomp, chomp. That's what I want to find today is beavers. Wow, look at this little point. Here's a cool place to hang out. But is this undercut? Yeah, I think it is. Marmots probably live under here. Do we have marmots and beavers living together in the same neighborhood? Count on it. Okay. I still can't see that hole. Oh, look at this fresh beaver chomps. Oh, we got fresh beaver evidence everywhere. And here's a feather. And here's more beaver damage. There's beaver paths everywhere. And you can, oh, wow. Here's another slide where they're going up and down the bank. It's a high traffic beaver zone. Oh, there's circular ripples in the water down there. Can I get down there? I still can't see into there to see if that's a hole or if that's just a washed out thing. There's somebody down there. There is somebody dude-like down there, and I need to figure out who it is. It's the mystery. Wow, I'm just totally in the beaver zone. Look at all this. All right. I can hear falling water, which means the beaver dam has been built back up. Oh yeah, look how wide the creek is around here. Very strange, very strange. I want to be a little bit quiet in case there's a dude right down there in the water doing doodly water stuff. Okay, the thing that I thought might have been a hole into the side of the bank, that's not a beaver den. But there's something going on here. I am right at the point where the little creek flows into the big creek. And the little creek flows into the big creek right behind this beaver dam. You can probably hear it. Because there's water rushing over it. All right, we've got a beaver dam, but it's weak. Probably because somebody comes in here and wrecks it every once in a while. Oh, there was a splash down there, and there's circular water rings. Who's hanging around here? There's paths going over the dam. This is very suspicious. We need to come out here at night. In the winter time. Yeah, that'll be nice and warm. Oh. This is so great. But I want to see my beaver friends. Let's look upstream. What's going on upstream? Nothing. Yeah, the creek. Which is really a river. It's really a river anywhere else you go. It's really wide here. Due to two things. The dam. And the fact that this other little creek feeds right into it here. Seems to me like the action is in the little creek. Let's go back over there. Look at this ancient beaver damage. Beavers have been living out here forever. Okay. Anybody down here? What was making those ripples? I can't imagine. See, there's some ripples over there too. How's this happening? I don't know. But it's a beautiful day. It's nice and gray and overcast. I could sit out here all day. I probably should. Probably should come out here at night and see all the Bevler action. But the problem with that is there's no lights around here. This is going to get mighty dark at night, and that makes it difficult to get through here. Although there's probably an easier way. Yeah, look at all this beaver damage. Look at all this. This has been going on for quite a while. Chomp, chomp, chomp. All right. I'm going to try to make my way back to the main path, which is around here somewhere. What is this? Is this sumac? I'm walking through the sumac and the tall grass, which we can't get through in the spring or summer because it's so tall. Okay. Well, I'm back on the path. And I'm going to start heading back the way I came. I'm looking up into the big bird trees, and our big bird buddy, he must have left because I don't see him there anymore. Well, at least we got to see that guy. And we got to have, you know, some adventure in the forest. I love Forest Adventure Day. And I also love the fact that I'm the only person out here. Well, except for that guy on the bike that went by. And somebody, you know, walking their dog way over there. On the other side. This is a big park. This is a big park, and there's nothing out here in this part of the park. We're a few hundred meters on the other side of the giant base or softball diamonds. And the power lines go this way, the power lines go that way. Zuzuzo. This part of the park right here, from the creek all the way over to the neighborhood. See, well, that's 1 hectare there. 1, 2, 3. Oh, geez, that's a good dozen hectares of grass and some trees. And, of course, the giant pylons that are carrying very heavy cables that have juice running through them. The juice that I love so much. Tob, what are you talking about? That mango juice you like? No, the electricity. Ha ha ha. And speaking of mango juice, this is not a non sequitur. But as I was driving over here, I had to drive by my favorite taqueria. And I haven't had any tacos forever. And I was thinking just earlier, oh, I should get some money. I should go out to eat. I haven't been out to eat in forever. And what would I want? Do I want Chinese food? Do I want tacos? Do I want to go to the Greek diner and just get a hamburger? Or a gyro? Or maybe souvlaki? I don't know, because this... Oh, yes, is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
But what am I going to eat for lunch today? I don't know, something boring. Anyway, so you've been listening to Tob Walks Around by himself out by a giant creek, a show that airs every damn day. Now it's over. Okay, bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.